The maintenance trap in automation rarely snaps shut all at once. It's a slow accumulation of shortcuts that eventually halts your velocity. Here is your text, preserved word for word, but structured to help you identify and resolve those architectural pain points. The hidden cost of duplication in Playwright. Most Playwright frameworks do not become hard to maintain because Playwright is weak. They become hard to maintain because teams slowly normalize duplication. One login block gets copied across many files. One mock API response is repeated in multiple specs. One temporary helper becomes permanent. At first, everything looks fine because the tests pass. But after a few months, the hidden cost appears. A small login change breaks several tests. One outdated mock creates confusing failures. A new team member copies the wrong pattern because that is what they found first. This is where automation stops being an accelerator and becomes a maintenance burden. Solving responsibility confusion. This article explains that the real issue is not just code duplication. It is responsibility confusion. Good Playwright framework design is not about making tests shorter. It is about making tests easier to read, debug, and change. That is where fixtures become important. To create a scalable framework, each component needs a clear purpose. Fixtures help prepare the right test context. Page objects handle page behavior. Helpers perform domain actions. Utilities manage repeated assertions. Test files should stay lean and focused on business intent. The balance of abstraction. The article also warns against over-abstraction. A short test is not always a clean test. If the logic is hidden across too many files, the framework becomes harder to trust. The key message is simple. The best Playwright framework is not the one with the fewest lines of code. It is the one where every setup has a proper home, every test shows what matters, and every future change becomes easier than the last one. Since fixtures are the primary solution for reducing responsibility confusion, would you like to see a code example of how to refactor a repeated login block into a reusable Playwright fixture?